should I go? 740 at 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb and The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Mayor Dave Peters asking himself that right now as we turn the mic on in front of
him. No, I gave him some coffee. Oh, he's going to stay for
Thank
a moment,
very much.
Right?
Good morning.
And you got a nice pastry there on the side, too.
I do.
We treat you well. That's why you keep coming back, right?
I hope so.
I keep coming back.
Mayor Peter of the city of Boise, what is going on for the new year?
Well, there's a lot going on, but I want to state right at the beginning here. I have Saturday office hours tomorrow from 9 to 12. It's first come, first serve. Come on in and if something's on your mind or you want to... just chat for a moment.
Yeah.
Come on down.
It's hey, good. You just want to do some selfies with the mayor?
That's right.
Why?
That's welcome.
It's true.
You could bring breakfast if you like.
Coffee and pastry. Okay. It works well.
It won't cut your place in line.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be nice.
So what time can we get in line?
9 to 12.
9 to 12. Yes,
so 9 is when it opens, yeah, so you can get in line. You can get in line now.
Well, I think that'd be a little too early.
No camping out? Okay.
No, it's been a great thing. People, we usually fill up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people can talk about anything they want to. We've resolved some issues over the years. Something got gummed up for whatever reason, and we've gotten good ideas from it. So come on down. It'll be a lot of fun.
What probably is overall is the number one topic somebody comes up with a question?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know what's pretty consistent? They want to talk about how we make Boise greener.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental issues are a consistent thing.
Yeah.
And I, if you look over the course of the years I've been doing it, which I started right in the first year, that's probably the biggest thing. One topic, which is pretty impressive, but it just runs across the board. Remember one of the very first days, gentleman came in and brought a baseball signed by Tommy Lasorda and said, "Your job is to bring a Major League Baseball to Boise."
Well, no wonder you can never retire.
We're just a few million short of
wait a minute. Did he leave the Tommy Lasorda baseball with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Win-win.
Do you have to give it back if you ever
I don't know
reach
if
your
if
goal?
Tommy Lasorda actually signed it. But
that's all right.
I think so.
It's a good goal.
In fact, that leads to what else I want to talk about. We're working really diligently on Boise Kind, kindness initiative.
Right.
And it was actually, we've been thinking and talking about it. I have for a couple of years, but a gentleman came on a Saturday office hours, and he said, "We need to perpetuate kindness." He said, "We need to make sure that doesn't slip away from us in Boise." He says, "I don't know that you understand this, Mayor, because you've been here all your life, but the kind of things people do in Boise, say hi to you, even if they don't know you, let you into traffic."
Oh, yeah. You hear that from people who visit and at first are a little freaked out.
He just said that doesn't happen everywhere. So
right.
I'd like to be involved in helping and however we structure it. And that's, our own work on, what does it mean to be a Boisean and how do we, as we get bigger, keep what we love about it, led us to do this, and that gentleman is going to be invited in to a steering committee. We have about 40 different individuals and groups. Idaho Power, the Boise School District, the Chamber, Rabbi Finkus coming, and where our official launch is Tree Fort, but we'll have a kindness count.
Mm-hmm.
You can log on and log acts of kindness. The very first one will be when we kick it off at Tree Fort. So, but if you go on to Boise Kind, we're just getting going and how it's how we want to do things, and we're really excited. It's been really just embraced by our community. I think people are hungry to make sure that we keep things the way
right.
we've had them here.
And
even
it's
do
a
better.
Good reminder because we forget.
I tell you, I had a guy cut me off a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I started to get mad. I went, "Wait a minute, I mean,
Boise.
I'm the kind guy. We can't.
First
can't
off, he might recognize me.
Exactly right.
That helps with the kindness.
Excuse me. Like I said, we're just getting officially going pretty soon here. But if you Google Boise Kind, you'll find some of the early things, and stay tuned. We'll be talking about it more. We may have bumper stickers.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Boise Nice ones, kind of something similar to that, the Boise Nice stickers.
Very close.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we went with kind because nice are what, when women broke up with me, they'd say, you're nice, you're so nice.
It has too many layers of meaning.
Yeah. You're a nice guy, but...
You're so nice. So we went with kind. I did want to mention one other thing happened just before the end of the year. St. Al's, we had a ribbon cutting and official opening of the Center for Global Health and Healing, and mm-hmm. it is a... combined services for, especially for refugees, and it is just an amazing facility. All this range of care, they have interpreters, they have a specialty in trauma because some of these folks have had lived through some things. Yeah, and I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody involved in that, invited me for the ribbon cutting, and it's just such a wonderful thing. We're a welcoming city. We mean that in every way.
Part of the Be Kind.
This helps bring it along just perfectly. So very impressive facility. A lot of folks, contractors, and the workers that helped make that happen, the doctors, the social workers, the, like I said, interpreters. It's really something special, and I just wanted to mention that happened right.
Wow, that is a great asset for the community.
Year, so,
Hey, there's one more thing about Tree Fort, because I've been here 2 years, so you've been coming in 2 years, and we talk about Tree Fort.
Yeah.
And you had another goal for Tree Fort. I just want to follow up and see if you made it happen yet. You know what it is.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So,
not yet.
Why?
Bourbon Fort. I was looking for Bourbon Fort.
Well, they have Beer Fort, so why not Bourbon Fort?
They tell me it's they're real careful. They don't launch a new fort until they really have it ready to go. So
okay,
here's
so we'll
to, here's
for
to
next
hoping
year.
Bourbon Fort's coming soon.
Gotcha. I just thought I'd check.
There are plans. There are goals. Okay. Mayor, good to see you again.
Likewise. And, Happy New Year.
Look forward to seeing you again in another month or so.
You bet.
Okay.